Welcome to the Advice for Lovers podcast. This is a show where people get excellent advice and find solutions to their relationship issues. Your resident guides for today are experienced relationship coaches and counselors, Jenny and Drew. And now your hosts, Jenny and Drew.
While many find the information on this show helpful, it is, however, for entertainment purposes only.
Advice for Lovers podcast. We are so glad that you tuned in. We are Jenny and Drew. Drew, I'm glad to see you. Jenny, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Can't complain. Got a little bit of sun left in the sky here in New Mexico. Looking forward to that sunset. But until then, I'm really looking forward to answering some questions and communicating and conversating with you.
Yeah, I'm excited about today's show because we have some really interesting questions. I know I gathered a few good ones, and I know you have a few as well. So without any further ado, let's jump right in. You want to go first?
Sure. First question I have here is, dear advice for lovers. I'm a 40-year-old woman who's been dating for 2 decades with no avail. Am I destined to be alone? Should I give up? Signed, Lonely in Connecticut.
Oh, poor Lonely. Hey, if you've been doing something for 2 decades, you're pretty good at it. You've got the experience. So you're a really experienced dater, but now you're trying to become a better closer, which makes sense. Maybe she really just likes dating. I wonder.
She likes the chase, you think? Maybe she's staying there because she appreciates the chase more?
Yeah. There's an excitement in meeting new people and dating because, you know, we're all posturing and trying to be, you know, impressing each other with our shit don't stink personalities, you know, when you're new. Like, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I love champagne. I love bananas. I love everything you love. And then when the honeymoon phase is over, then that's when it stops being as much fun. So maybe she's a smart one. She's a smart cookie and she just doesn't want to commit and have to deal with the realities of relationships. That's kind of harsh, huh?
Well, it's an answer. And well, I'll give another. And so this lady will have a couple to choose from, or maybe she'll say, screw both of you and I'm going to do it a different way. Either way, 2 decades of doing something without winning the jackpot means either you'll have to strategize a little different on how you're dating, who you're dating, and what you're dating or what's coming up while you're dating. So I would say that she's likely going to have to work with her strategy. Is she meeting people at the bars only? Because oftentimes that's not a place, it can be, but it's often not a place where you'd find a committed relationship. Is she only dating on Tinder? You know, so I would say I would have to sit down with her and see what her strategy is and see what she's been doing. But I would say that something needs to be shifted a bit there, even if the shift is her doing internal work so that she can manifest in frequency in a different type of guy that's more suitable for her or woman, whatever she's looking for. So I would say she needs to work on her strategy. If I was trying to find a job for 20 years and couldn't find one, I would probably change my strategy before that. But not so different when you're looking for something, you're looking for something. So there's usually strategy and follow through. So I would tell her to take a look at where she's looking and how she's looking. And then also while she's doing that, reevaluating her strategy, doing a little bit of shadow work, looking inside, seeing if there's anything that's blocking her. Maybe she's meeting nice guys, but she's afraid of commitment. Maybe she's not aware she's afraid of commitment. So I would do some internal work and then strategize a bit different.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's true. Definitely have to take a look at what you can change about your approach. Can't blame everyone else forever.
Not forever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people are really shallow, you know, looking for certain physical qualities and being married to a physical ideal versus, you know, the internal qualities, which kind of make for more enduring relationships. But you shouldn't have to trade off one for the other, but kind of have to look at the inside person as well as the outside person. Does
there
that make
you
sense?
Have it. Mm-hmm. It does. Question one with 2 lovely answers. Done.
Yeah. I got a little bit of a A little bit of cold, so pardon me if I'm a little brain dead. My question is, my boyfriend of 2 years lied about his age, and I'm just now finding out, and I wonder if I should confront him. I don't even know how to confront him. So that's Mary in Maryland.
Mary in Maryland. Let's take a look here. Yeah, this is interesting, and it can be considered a red flag. Now, it could be an honest little white lie, and he's not a liar, but it could indicate that there is more lying going on. So I would do a little bit of research, dig a little, see if there's any other spaces in the relationship that he may be being untruthful, lying, hiding some truth, because that is a very strange thing to lie about. Some people stretch the truth, some people elaborate a bit, but this is something that she's likely going to find the answer to. And he didn't think about that, didn't care. I mean, you just have to run across somebody's ID to see, or maybe their birth certificate or something like that. Hell, you can put someone's name into Google and get their address and phone number sometimes and their age. So I would have her just kind of take a glance around the relationship, see if there's any places where he's being untruthful. And if he's not, confront him about, and you confront him by simply finding a time where it's conducive for both of you. Maybe not after a 12-hour shift or, you know, after a bad day. Find a time when you're both in good spirits and have time to elaborate and look into why he did this. Is he insecure about his age? Is he too young, too old? Is there levels of insecurity there? Was it just uncertain if you would be interested and just lied about it just to get you? So digging around in why he did that, and if there's any other instances where he's doing that, because again, it's a really strange thing to lie about because you just run across someone's ID. So makes me think that he wasn't too concerned about her finding out and didn't care. So again, if there's other places in the relationship where he's lying and doesn't care if she'll find out, maybe if a little digging, she can see if he's a liar or if it was just situational and he has insecurities about his age, which then can be unpacked and dealt with. I mean, she's clearly with him and likes him. And if this is their only problem, then this is, in my opinion, manageable.
Yeah, I think he's, I think it really does indicate a bigger problem than it appears to be. It's easy to write it off as it was a small thing, because it is, but it seems to indicate something else. Like he seems to believe that lying is okay as long as there's a justification. You know, I didn't want her to think I was too old, so it was okay for me to lie here. So what if, you know, what if there's another reason that he feels like it's okay to lie? It's just too comfortable to, you know, if you're comfortable lying about one thing, you might be comfortable, you know, lying about something else. The girl at work's flirting with you, you're, you know, I'm just saying that because I dated someone who was like such a people pleaser. And what they would do is they would agree with things and they would say things to get you to like them. And they were basically just being dishonest. And it's like, well, why are you dishonest? And they had the justification. I just wanted you to like me. Well, if you have justifications for being dishonest, then you have justifications for being dishonest. I think that's a character thing. So you kind of have to nip that in the bud or help them to become more secure to know that like they can be accepted for who they are without all this fake posturing and presentation.
Agreed. Yeah, levels of insecurity are probably there, and that could cause other problems later on down the line, like infidelity or more lying or what have you. So I think you're absolutely right. There's something there. Digging into that would be helpful. She can help him bounce things around and look at it, but he'll have to be the one that actually digs in and takes a look at why he's doing this. Again, she can hold space for him, but this is an internal job. This is an inside job. He'll have to put the effort in. And I guess maybe with a little help, they can manage everything. Again, if he's a liar all the time, continual, then that's no good. But if this is a situational thing, trying to cover up some insecurities, maybe she can help him dig at it a little. And again, he'll have to be the initiator and make sure he does the work.
Yeah, she just needs to make sure, you know, she has some pretty firm boundaries, because, you know, can't cry victim if you're a volunteer. So talk to him, get it all squared away, and make a decision on what you're willing to put up with, because he may need a lot of time to learn how to not be that guy. He may have been that guy his whole life. Mm-hmm. And you may not want to be along for the ride. Break up with him. Dump him right now.
Go find yourself another fish in the sea, like they say.
Somebody that can at least cover his lies better than that. So, yeah. No, don't do that. You have the next question?
I do have the next question. And I am hearing a little bit of background with your coat and the mic. So I believe it's your coat. It's just a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to listen for the question. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Dear advice for lovers, I'm in a long distance relationship. We see each other every other month. We've been doing this for 2 years. He doesn't mention going any further. Should I ask for more if I want it? Or just be content with what he's given? What should I do? Lost in LA. So let's have you go first.
Okay. Dear Lost, you need to get found. That's the first thing. Because, I mean, if you're the kind of person who's content with just taking what you can get, versus going after what you want and feel that you deserve in life, then by all means, just take what you can get from him. Don't speak up. Don't ask for what you want. Don't be willing to commit to getting what you want, even if it means that you're not going to find it with him. Those things take a lot of courage. You have to have a lot of faith in yourself and a lot of courage to walk on a path like that. And some people don't have that. Some people they feel grateful that they have anybody that's willing to spend any amount of time with them, and they'll take it how they can get it. I encourage you to love you enough to kind of go out and grab it by the cojones, grab life by the cojones and get what you're looking for and what you deserve. And he can get on board with that or not. And don't settle for other people's crumbs. What do you think?
I think that is excellent advice, and I'll back it up with saying, absolutely. If you want more and he's not willing to offer it up, the next step would be to ask and communicate and see if there's any sort of plan for moving closer together. If one is to spend more time together and amp it up and ramp it up, at some point, someone's going to have to move, or both people will move to a new location. So if he's not willing to move and you can't sell your house or you can't get away from your area that you're in, well, you might have to set this one to the side until something shifts and changes. It's good to be appreciative of what we experience with each person. It's all in good learning, even if the relationship doesn't work out. Hell, I wonder what the percentage of relationships that fail. I mean, divorce rate's over 50%. Look at how many people you might date before you even find a decent one. I mean, I dare say 85% of relationships fail. So kind of just allowing it to fall away if it's going to, if you broach the topic and he's not willing to make moves to make it happen, like Drew said, go ahead and drop that situation and go after what you want. Because from the sounds of it, you want more. And I think most people would want more than a visit every other month. Now, the first few months and year, that might be okay until you figure things out. But 2 years in is a significant amount of time. And I don't know if you all have dealt with men all your life like I have, but very commonly, they're very happy with not taking the responsibility of having a relationship, because that requires emotional engagement and sharing a life together and having good communication. So often men are very, very, very happy with the long distance, because it just means a part-time relationship. So he could very easily be one of those men who only have long distance relationships because it doesn't require him to show up in a way that a local, you know, serious relationship would ask him to. So absolutely communicate with him, see where he's at, and be okay with whatever the answer is. If he's not wanting to do more and he's happy just having a part-time relationship, that's where he's at. He's not a bad person. It's just not lining up with what you want. So bow out gracefully. Thanks for the lessons. I'm going to find someone who's willing to put more effort in and be more serious and maybe even someone more local. Long distance relationships, in my opinion, are fine until they drag out past that two-year mark. But she's definitely at or past the 2 year mark. And this is when the big questions should start coming in. And if he's not bringing them up, he's likely avoiding them. And again, likes that part-time relationship. So communicate with them. If he's not on board, move on out, find someone that's ready to move into a loving, connecting relationship. Now, not necessarily now, but sooner than later.
Yeah. Yeah. It, for some reason, what came to mind is that, you know, it reminds me of grocery shopping when you're hungry. Mm-hmm. You know, you go and you just buy so much stuff. It's like your perspective is just like distorted. It's like looking for relationships when you're not healthy. It gives you like a distortion. It's like the definition of winning changes. I have somebody, I'm winning. No, that's not necessarily true. Having someone can be losing if it's not the one, if it's not a healthy relationship where things are reciprocal. So, you know, having a compromising on my principles, if I want, I would never be in a long distance relationship because I like to see the person that I'm seeing a lot. So I wouldn't compromise on that. And I would have to have faith that just because I like that person and they are, you know, they're still not meeting my expectation of what a good relationship is going to be, then I just have to let that go and trust that I'll either find someone else or I'll be able to be happy with no one else, with myself. Is that
excellent advice? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We still have time. We can throw another question in there. Actually, excellent. Two. Let's see. My girlfriend of 4 years, this is Bobby from Buffalo. He's had the same girlfriend for 4 years. Now, she found out recently that her ex passed away. And now she's been crying and crying and crying and crying for the past week or more. And he's not liking it. What should he do?
Well, there's no real wrong or right way to express grief. Likely they had some loose ends when they broke up, or maybe it was at on bad terms, and she's expressing not only the loss of someone in her past, but also potentially experiencing the loss of what they had in a relationship, maybe what they didn't work out, maybe what was repressed in that relationship. So it sounds like she's healthily letting it out. What would be bad is if she ignored it and stuffed it. So it sounds like, I know a week and a half sounds like a long time, but when there's these deep emotions that are being uprooted, and it could be even paralleled out to some past lives that she had with her ex, making it even more intense of a healing process. Sounds like he's a little insecure and is expecting her to put a time limit on something that's emotional, and that's not necessarily possible. Now, if it goes on for months, that's another story. But she's also a woman who often very sensitive, and we go through a lot of trauma in dating. So she could be not crying because she misses him and wishes it would have worked out, but just crying just in general about lost love, failed relationships. There's probably more than just the death of her ex that's affecting her. And it sounds like he needs to communicate with her, be a bit more patient with her, and check his insecurities. He's probably sick of it because he's insecure about her feelings being expressed, which we should not be insecure about people expressing their feelings. Again, if it goes on for months and it gets a little ridiculous, that's one thing. But this is a normal process. And again, what would be worse would be her stuffing it and not letting it out, which could cause problems in their relationship. So I would say to him, she's doing more healing than losing an ex. Obviously, they're not together for a reason. She's doing layers of healing. Gonna have to be a bit patient with her. And also, if he can be patient with her while she moves through this, if and when, more likely when, in the future he has some trauma that comes up and it's layered and intense, she'll also hold space for him to move through it. Not saying she wouldn't get jealous in this situation. She might too, but he needs to look at himself and ask, why am I putting a time limit on her grief? And do I have insecurities, and how can I manage this? All the meanwhile, holding space for her when he can. I know it's going to be difficult because it seems like she's crying over another man, but again, it's likely not just the man. It's likely a lot of repressed anger, depression energies coming out. So, and that probably won't be the last time she expresses feeling. So it looks like he's got some insecurity issues. What about you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's, it seems insecure and it seems understandable. You know, like, why are you crying over your ex? Man, we've been together 4 years. You're still thinking about him? You know, it seems understandable. So well, sometimes when things are kind of understandable, they feel justified. So I don't feel like I'm in the wrong. I feel justified. But it still, it seems based in insecurity, jealousy, and it's time to pay the check. You know, you sat in the restaurant, you enjoyed the atmosphere, you ate the good food, drank the wine. Now you got to pay the check. You know, relationships are not always the plus pluses. Sometimes there's the hard parts, and that's the part where you have to be patient and be compassionate and understand that, you know, for whatever reason, she's going through some emotional, she's going through a rough emotional patch. And so you should support her. I mean, isn't that what you would have said you would do? If I'm going through a hard time, would you support me? Of course I would, baby. Well, now it's time to back that up. Mm-hmm. And I really like what you said about sometimes it's the straw that broke the camel's back. It's not mm-hmm. that event per se, but that was the one that just opened up the floodgates. And there's things that she, you know, there's grief and sadness that she may have been holding and carrying for years. And that this was just the, I remember one time for me, I had a heartbreak as a grown-up, relationship ended. I was sad. I cried. And I cried so much. It was like, this is unreal how much I'm crying. But later I discovered, you know, I hadn't cried in 20 years. So there was a lot of tears that were like, hey, the door's open. Let's go. So there was a lot coming out and I needed that. And I appreciate the people that supported me and have an opportunity to feel my feelings and process them so that they could go. Because if you bottle it up and hold it in, it can cause all kinds of problems, including physical problems, you know, stress, you know, have your hair turning white. You don't want that. So we covered a whole lot on this episode. Whew, time really flies when you're having fun. We appreciate you listeners. And we want to encourage you to keep on sending us your questions and situations, and we'll try to deal with them with tact and care and compassion, et cetera, et cetera. Hit us up at advicefor loverspodcast.com. We're on all the podcast platforms, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere, everything. Anything else from you, Jenny, before we hit the road?
It was a pleasure, and it's amazing how quickly time goes when we're answering questions and doing the things that we love. I appreciate you all for showing up. Go ahead and find us, adviceforlovers.com, all kinds of information and some past episodes. And you can also find me for some relationship counseling at 5dpresents.com.
Thank you for tuning in to the Advice for Lovers podcast. Visit us on the web at adviceforlovers.com. Today's show has been brought to you by 5D Presents, a podcasting network that brings you a variety of podcasts to assist you on your journey to fulfillment and happiness. We hope to see you in our next episode.